This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:07 in the morning, Monday morning. Delightful. The sun appears to be up, although it's definitely behind some clouds at my end of the world.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, there'll be clouds today and then rain's showing up Tuesday through Thursday, depending on where you're at.
Yeah, batten down the hatches. Sounds like this might, I mean, hopefully this isn't the last rain we see, but it sounds like we're...
Run your cushions in if you brought them out over the weekend, run them back in.
Sure,
what a
did
pain.
It is, what a pain that is. Oh, geez, just more chores.
Christina was sitting on our... the cushions are already in, and she was sitting on the uncushioned seat. And I went, "Should I go get you? You want?" She, "Nah, it's gonna rain. I don't even want to. I don't want to.
Don't
bring
bother.
Them
I don't want to take the chore of bringing them out. I don't want to take the chore of bringing them back in."
Yep.
I'm looking at them right now, my back window. Those definitely need to be moved in. They get dewy too, you know. Outdoor cushions, ugh, they're like a mold fest. Anyway, today is International Women's Day, and they're our sponsor for Celebrity Trash. International Women's Day is a global day celebrating the historical, cultural, and political achievements of women. We all know the world would not run without women. We don't even need men. You better be on your best behavior. We're chucking you out. This is the big day to appreciate the efforts of women. And think back on the women who blazed the trails for you, because honestly, women have still struggle. There are plenty of places in the world where women are seen as second-class citizens.
Yeah, Missouri. Didn't you hear the story I did?
I did.
Missouri.
Yes. Right here in our own country, women are oppressed. And it's the efforts of the, you know, you got to think about your grandma and your mom and the women who told you you can do anything you want. And you can. Mm-hmm. So do it.
Yeah.
Don't give him a reason to be looking around. Hello?
Hello, ladies. Don't listen to that guy. He's going to look around. It's because he doesn't appreciate you. When he takes a trash out once a week and thinks that's his contribution to the whole house. Come on.
You're
canceled.
Anyway,
you're canceled, my friend. Not my friend. This is the day to appreciate women. That's all I'm trying to say. It doesn't have to be a slag fest on men, I guess.
Thank you.
So yeah, fun, though. Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Anyway. God, guys are gross. By the way, if we decide we're chucking you out, you're only going to have each other. So you better be on your best behavior.
Man, you're hostile.
Harry and Meghan.
You are
They're
hostile.
Part of the... Well, you know, trying to be on the chick side once. Harry and Meghan are part of the royal family in the most tenuous way possible. They've left the royal family. I didn't really understand, like, so what? So you're not going to live at the palace? Like, what does it mean to leave the royal family? And they sat down for an interview with Oprah, and some pretty big bombs were dropped. From what I've heard, and it was on last night, and I go to bed early, so this is something I'm going to watch today. Although we are going to hear some clips from it and hear some reaction, and hopefully people who watched it last night have weighed in on their thoughts on it, but we'll just kind of take it apart here. When Meghan was pregnant with their son, here are some of the bombshells that were dropped. When Meghan was pregnant with their son Archie, they were told by someone in the firm, this is the institution that sort of cares for and manages all things royal, the firm It just sounds like a bad thing. Oh, we will have to refer that to the firm. Well, the firm will not be pleased. So apparently when she was pregnant with their son, Archie, they were told he will not be receiving a royal title and we will not be providing security for him, which is a huge break in tradition. It makes you ask, why? Is it because he's black? And that would probably be the correct answer. According to Meghan, there were, quote, concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he was born. And that would affect if he got a title or not. This was a conversation between Harry and someone within the royal organization, the firm.
You know what's weird about just this first statement you're making, or they're making, I should say, is that, look, I realize they're an old, crusty institution,
yes,
so we shouldn't be surprised by this attitude. But nothing could have helped bring them into the 21st century better than being inclusive
supportive. That's what they talked about throughout the interview, was that.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Like this was their opportunity to show that they were a modern institution.
Yeah, just because, you know, the Commonwealth really makes up the empire. And so they were just talking about how... like having a princess that represents a different race, which is a part of the UK, is inclusive and would be a big thing for the monarchy and the family. And for them to show.
We don't want it. We don't care how big a thing it will be.
Yeah.
We simply want no black people in the royal family. In fact, we're glad you're leaving because we weren't going to provide security or give a title to this child of yours. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's so blatant and awful.
And I thought Meghan Markle was so well-spoken throughout that interview. She did break down a little bit, but she just really held her
composure
together. Well,
yeah, it's been really tough. She finds a person that she loves, and clearly he loves her back because he's left the royal family, he's broken with them over her. And this is what she's subjected to, reduced to almost. Like, it's
there's this one quote,
tragic.
But there's this one quote, but I won't say it because maybe Bryn pulled it. That like really hit me, and I was like, yeah, like why is she in this? And
you know, do the quote, and Bryn can play it.
It was basically just saying, she already lost everything. Like when they decided to leave, she was reflecting on it. She said, "I lost everything. I lost my career. I lost my dad because you know her dad betrayed her, and I already lost a baby because she had a miscarriage."
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, oh, and my voice. So
because they, you know, they, everything you say must be approved by the firm.
Yeah.
So when they were talking about how dark the baby's skin might be when it was born, which is so appalling. This was a conversation between Harry and someone in this royal organization. Meghan refused to name the person because of how damaging it would be to that person, which I felt like, as I read that, I thought, well, how damaging has it been to you? Like, how nice of you to care about the reputation of this person and the you know, their good name with what they put you through. Harry confirmed that it happened. He also refused to name the person. He didn't even want to talk about it. But at a different point in the conversation, he said he does love his family very much. You know, that's the thing about families. They are your family. And while you may have huge differences of opinion, they are still your family. He said things are terribly strained with his father, Prince Charles. He says there's a lot to work through. He said he felt really let down by him. And Harry's relationship with his brother, Prince William, the future king, is quote, space at the moment. Which I don't know if that means there's a big blank space where their friendship used to be, or they've asked for space, or I'm not.
That probably makes sense. We should not talk until we can talk without
civilly,
doing further damage to our, you know, future relationship. I can see that.
Bryn,
that's one of the things about families, actually, that's because you are for life, you can take long breaks.
Absolutely.
It's not ideal.
I may be back someday.
But it's better than making things way worse and unretrievable entirely.
Right. It's true. I mean, some of the biggest feuds are in families. That's just, It's terribly sad. But he does. He loves his grandmother, the queen.
You know what's weird is I didn't follow this stuff. I don't follow this stuff. But I have a positive opinion of Prince Charles because I remember all of the rumors out there about Harry being from another man. And Prince Charles, if I heard correctly, and I assume I heard it from you, was that Prince Charles said, I will not do a DNA test. He is my son, and that's that. And I thought that was incredible. I was proud of him, and I don't even know the guy or like the guy.
Well,
of him for being, like, no wavering. This is my boy.
That was actually a very good moment for him because it's, you know, that he, I won't hear of it. I wouldn't hear of any question of it. That's my boy, which was very nice.
Yeah.
Because I think there was, like, a redheaded dude that hung around the palace and, can't think of the guy's name offhand now, but you know, there were rumors about it, and it's true. Who even cares? Wouldn't be the worst thing that ever happened on Earth. I assume that you have some.
I do have some.
Megan's mental health.
Megan talking about the security and the skin color of her baby.
Yeah.
In those months when I was pregnant, all around the same time, so we have in tandem the conversation of he won't be given security, he's not going to be given a title, and also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What? And you're not going to tell me who had the conversation?
I think that would be very damaging to them.
No one wants to admit that there's anything about race or that race has played a role in the trolling and the vitriol. What was that conversation?
That conversation I'm never going to share. But at the time, it was awkward. I was a bit shocked.
Can you tell us what the question was?
No, I don't. I'm not comfortable sharing that.
Do you have any of the stuff about her mental health?
I do.
Please, go and roll that. And
all right.
I just didn't want to be alive anymore. And that was a very clear and real and frightening constant thought. And I remember how he just cradled me and I went to the institution and I said that I needed to go somewhere to get help, so that I've never felt this way before and I need to go somewhere. And I was told that I couldn't, that it wouldn't be good for the institution.
So were you thinking of harming yourself? Were you having suicidal thoughts?
Yes, this was very, very clear.
Meghan's mental health was a huge reason that she and Harry stepped back from the royal duties. The media was brutal to her. And it sounds like so was the family. Despite promises that the family and the people around the family would protect her and stick up for her, they never really did. She admitted that there were times when she didn't want to be alive anymore. And she asked repeatedly if she could get some kind of professional help. But this firm, which is the organization that handles royal business, the institution of royalty, refused her because it wouldn't be good. We can't be seen to have the Duchess of Sussex going to an institute. She reached such a low point that was the final straw that led them to step back. Harry said it helped him realize that he was trapped in this thing too. Do you have that quote by any chance, or shall I just?
No.
Okay. He says, I was trapped, but I didn't know I was trapped. Trapped within the system. My father, my brother, they are trapped. They don't get to leave. And I have huge compassion for that. To end things on a lighter note, and there is still more, but the end of this particular story, they're expecting a girl. And they say they're done having kids after this one. They'll have the two kids, little Archie, and then whatever this girl's name is. And then that'll be that for children. Questlove, from The Roots and from Jimmy Fallon's, the Roots are the house band there, he put up a post, which I'm assuming he shared from someone else. I'm not sure where the origin of this is, but it's really interesting how many people are willing to comment, experts on the royal family are willing to comment on something they haven't seen yet. And I don't know, were there certain things you wanted to play from this? Questlove reposts this thing. It's these two British dudes, and they find four or five experts, you know, self-proclaimed experts on the royal family, and they say to them, they're very straightforward about it. we want to hire you for a special that we're doing to follow the Oprah special. You will not have seen it, but we're going to be asking you questions. We want you to react as though you had seen it. And they're all like, yeah, we'll do it for money. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically, none of them seem particularly into Meghan.
Oh, no.
And they're all old white people. Surprise.
It's about 6 minutes worth of watch. I mean, they get caught with their pants down for sure.
They definitely do, because these people put a whole thing together about how these people are basically pay for, you know, hire and pay, and they'll talk about the royals.
I think what was also interesting about that is they compared tabloid headlines between Kate and Meghan. So there's this whole thing where they were so interested in Kate eating avocado toast, and then when Meghan, when it was announced that Meghan does it or whatever the case may be, they went so hard on her and saying like that's something that causes droughts, and they just were so mean. So looking at the tabloids side by side is interesting between the two.
Yeah, Kate was an upper crust white lady.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and this is and Meghan is half black. I mean, it couldn't be more clear what's happening.
And they're making
here
such a big deal about avocados, and they just find every little thing. But it's
honestly, how exhausting. It's if only people could put all their stuff aside and just we could realize we're on a grain of sand that floats around one of the mm-hmm. billion stars. Like, well, honest to God, please stop it, everyone. We're all in this together. We need to get off this planet. Come on. Anyway. That's my personal agenda. The Questlove thing, the thing that he posted, are you able to
Sarah
find
and Vinny Facebook page?
Great, perfect.
First thing on there. Mm-hmm.
It's jaw-dropping at times. Very interesting.
It's very sad, the whole situation. And I don't know, you know, someone wrote in and said, Vinny, Charles pushed Diana down a flight of stairs while she was pregnant. He's not a good man at all. I don't know if you heard what I said, but I said, I don't follow this stuff, and I don't know these people, and it's not my thing. I'm not an Anglophile or whatever they call that. I said the one thing I remembered where I was proud of the guy was that he showed unwavering support for the son that might be from another man.
You are not the father.
But I just thought that was cool.
I am the father.
On the flip side, though, I'll tell you something that has to hurt that Harry guy a lot, which is, you know, when you combine families and you marry, one of the proudest, coolest things is to watch your family welcome others in. It's kind of a source of pride to see my mom really take a loving feelings straight at my wife. Like, really. It's a source of pride. That's cool. That's what you want, right?
Right. Yes.
And your daughters.
What you want.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's mm-hmm. it's just one of those things, where you couldn't imagine it being any other way, and it's still a very big source of pride. It's got to suck for him. It's got to.
Well, I'm sure his own expectations of how this would be received had to be very different from what actually happened. I'm mm-hmm. sure he was as stunned as anyone. There was a point, I want to say, I was reading last week, Meghan said that everything had become so hurtful toward her, even as they were dating, that she stopped taking Harry's calls for a while because she was like, I'm not doing this. And, you know, despite the fact that she was warned repeatedly that getting into the royal family is a whole thing, you know, they love each other. I wish them well. I would hate to hear that they break up after all this. I hope this strengthened them, if anything. And they've got their own thing going. They live in California. Where do they live? Like down near Santa Barbara or something, like we heard?
Well, that's what they started the interview with, was because Oprah lives there too.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we live close to each other, but we just want to say that this is not our house. This is our friend's house that they did the interview at.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know why that needed to be said, but okay.
So they met at a neutral ground or something.
Yeah.
And, well, they don't want anyone seeing the inside of their house, I guess.
It was outside. I don't know. It was a beautiful set.
I'm sure it was. Isn't it? Is it Mendocino?
I think so.
Montecito?
Like that.
Mendocino.
Yeah.
One of those.
Not Mendocino.
Yeah, Montecito then, because I think that's where Oprah's got a pad and something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, Oprah.
That does. She.
I just thought it was
Montecito.
Like that's how they started the interview.
Montecito.
Out. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I mean,
it's
and we
gorgeous.
Don't need that information.
Well, who
but okay.
knows what their work concern is? Whether that you know that's the, all the trucks out front of the house that you know the neighbors are like, oh, so that's where they live.
Oh yeah.
Or maybe they're like, these chairs are hideous. We would never have bought these things.
We don't. We wouldn't go on record as saying, this furniture. Hmm. On to another topic entirely. Jason Sudeikis gave his, who stars as Ted Lasso in Ted Lasso on Apple TV, I think.
Mm-hmm, yep.
That is, it's worth a subscription to Apple TV right there because it's so good. Jason Sudeikis gave his ex-fiance, Olivia Wilde, a little shout out last night at the 2021 Critics' Choice Awards.
I want to thank my kids, Otis and Daisy. I want to thank their mom, Otis and Daisy's mom, Olivia, who had the initial idea to do this as a TV show. I was like, wow, you and Brennan and Joe like doing that so much. You should do it as a movie or a TV show. I was like, she was right.
There you go.
Oh, this was that a skit before it became a TV show?
It was. It was based on an SNL skit that they've done. I'm pretty sure that was in the actual show, right? They would say based on a skit from SNL or something.
Oh, I never saw that. Oh,
maybe not then. Maybe I just read it elsewhere. Yeah, and it was. They would always do these sports guys. I didn't ever really notice that he was particularly like warm-hearted or you know marvelous, but for sure that tracksuit would make plenty of appearances on there. Especially on what is up with that. There's Jason Sudeikis doing his running in place thing. So awesome. Anyway, he continued his speech sending love to his kids and pointing out that his ex was an integral part in getting the show made. He also said, this has been a whack-ass year, and this thing's been a wonderful vessel to hear people's stories of forgiveness and redemption and healing. And he's right. I think that Jason Sudeikis has summed up the last year as whack-ass. I agree. That's the end of the 7 o'clock trash. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Moving fails.
Uh-oh.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.